Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Ayin Zayin, the last daf in Perek Hamadir, the last daf related to issues of Mumin and other Tanaim that the husband and the wife might have, cases of Kfiya for divorce, and then towards the end, as we mentioned, we're going to have a couple of amazing stories at the end of the Perek here, having to do with general issues, as we will see, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and the Malach HaMavis. Okay, but first we have second to last line, Ayin Vav Amabez. V'chachamim omrim b'medram amurim b'mumin shebeseiser. The Chachamim said in the Mishnah, when do these rules apply, that who has to bring the Raya, and the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and their own sheet. Their Rabbi Meir had the chilek of, if it depends whose rishus is it in, once it's the mumin are found in the after nisuin, so then it's up to the husband to bring the raya that it was there before erusin. But if it was found earlier, so then it's up to the father to prove that it was only there la'achar erusin and nistachva sadeu. But then the chachamim say this only applies by mumin shebeseser, hidden mumin, but by mumin shebagalui, so then he cannot have a taina because he saw them. He knew about them. Rashi said on the Mishnah, Yada v'nispayes. He knew about them and he was nispayes, and therefore he can't claim, I can't believe that she has these and I don't want to pay the ksuba. Unless the Mishnah said there's a merchatz. If there's a merchatz in the ear, then he's able to talk to his relatives and be able to find out that way. So there's no chilek between Seser and Befarhesya. Amar Rav Nachman says the Gemara, so Rav Nachman says, last few words, v'nichpe, if somebody has nichpe, nichpe Rashi says, choli shemimenu nofel la'aretz, it's a choli that causes somebody to fall to the ground, seizures, some type of seizures, some translated as epilepsy, where one starts shaking and cannot function, kemumen shebeseser dami, that is considered, that could be considered mumen shebeseser, hidden mumen v'hanimili tekviya leizman, as long as one could predict when they would occur. When these episodes would occur, so then one could always be in private when these episodes occur, and therefore it's considered a mum shebeseser. Avalo kevia lei, but if it's not any set time, like most of the time in these Rachman al-Islam sicknesses, where it happens at all different times, you can't predict it, so then kemumen shebagalui dami, it's like mumen shebagalui, mistama, people know about it, people have seen it happen, and therefore it's mum shebagalui, and the halachas of the chachamim apply there, that he can't taina in that case, because it is a mum shebagalui. Okay, says the Mishnah, ha'ish shenoldu bo mumen, a man that mumin were, he got mumin. Noldu, if we translate the Mishnah as we have it, that he didn't have the mumin originally, but noldu bo, it came to be afterwards. Ein kofano so lahotzi. We do not force him to divorce his wife if he has these mumin. Amar b'shivim megam liel b'medvar mamurim b'mumin haktanim. If they're small mumin and he developed them after marriage, so then we say we do not force him to divorce because, as the Gemara says elsewhere, there's a little more flexibility in terms of what type of mumin the husband has and the wife has. The man is more machmid psychologically, and the woman is a little more flexible and less machmid, and therefore we keep the marriage going a little longer from her point of view. Aval b'mumin hagdole, but if somebody has big mumin, so then kofinos alahotzi, so then you are kofit to be motzi. He would have to be motzi and pay her the ksuba by mumin gedolim. Tosva says on top gabe ish like a lameimar dinistachva sadeh shel isha by a man. Even though you have had the svara the other way, of the man saying to her, you know, tough luck, nistachva sadeyu, but, I'm sorry, the woman telling to the man, nistachva sadeyu, we had it right back on Daf Beis, that sometimes if something occurs in the rishus of the husband, the woman could say, your field literally has been flooded, it's your bad luck. It does not work in the other direction. He cannot tell her, your field has been flooded. Why nistakva sadeu shel isha? Why de ish eino sade klal shel ishto? Because literally, a man is not the field of his wife, a woman is not the field of her husband either. It just means halachically, whose rishus is primary in all of these cases. So the man, halachically, has the rishus, she is nichnas the rishuso by the marriage, and therefore, we can say to him, you know, your field is what has been flooded. But we can't say the other way. This is something that we've mentioned a lot, but it always has to be emphasized. And that is, marriage is not an equality I do. That's not what marriage is. Halachically, what happens by marriage? The woman is nechneses l'reshuso. He, the husband, has responsibilities to support his wife, to clothe his wife, to do everything that the ksuba says for his wife. Why? Because halachically, the woman is nechneses l'reshuso. And that's why the husband goes down to the chuppah before the wife to establish the chuppah, the canopy, as a symbolic house, as his house, and then the kala comes down. Going into one of the shittas of chuppah is that she's nechneses l'reshuso. Right there, she goes into his house. And that's why on a daraisa level, a man can have more than one wife and a woman cannot have more than one husband. Nothing to do with, oh, we're against this, we're against this. No, halachically, what's the halachic mechanism? She is nechneses l'reshuso because he has a chiyah to take care of her in all the ways. That's why she goes into his reshus. She can't be in more than one reshus. She goes into one man's reshus. Her status is Ashes Ishel Plony, so she can't be in more than one reshus. That's why halachically she can't have more than one husband. But because, technically, because the husband is the one who creates the reshus, she is nechnas l'reshuso. Nechnas l'reshuso, that's why he could have more than one wife. Even in the days of the Gemara clearly felt that it was not a good idea. And once Rabbi Gershom came along, and not only wasn't a bad idea, but it was usser, and there was a curse on a person if they took more than one wife. But already in the days of the Gemara, right? According to the Torah, technically, because of the way the process exists, that is why the halacha, the reality is that a man can be married to more than one woman and not vice versa. Because of this halacha of nichnas l'reshuso, what Tosfos says, that ish eino sadeh shel ishto, because the man is what creates the reshus. And this is also why the poskim are very against any type of equalizing under the chuppah. Because that is chukos ha'akum. For example, the double ring ceremony. Moshe Feinstein writes about that, among other poskim. If a man wants to wear a ring after the wedding, you know, those poskim say that you want to do that, according to the poskim, let's say that's okay, put it on in the yichud room. Put it on afterwards. But not at the wedding, not under the chuppah. Because why? That gives the impression of, I do, equal, and that's not what marriage is. Marriage is nechneses l'reshuso. Marriage is that she is nechneses to his reshus, and he takes responsibility for his wife after giving her one of the ma'ase kiddushin. Kiddusha kesef is what we do. It's a large topic, but it all has to do with this top line of Tosfos that we can't say to her nistachva sadecha because it doesn't work that way. That's the top line of Tosfos. And Tosfos continues and says that when the Mishnah says, Kofin, we force to be motzi, like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel says, by the big movement, we're kofin to be motzi, Tosfos says, Nira Lari, to Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. If he has the mum, then he's undermining the marriage, and therefore he has to pay the ksuba. We don't force him to get divorced and not pay the ksuba. He has to pay the ksuba. Afal v'yishe megarsha bal karcho. Even though he is the one that's being forced to divorce, not fully divorced, it's Achim Arosani, as we'll see by Hashem soon, but we force him to give the ksuba, kamo b'ba machmas taina, like we had earlier, ba machmas taina, meaning if she says, well, I, you know, have a good reason for the divorce. So that is why he still has to give the ksuba, even though you don't say that, oh, whenever he's forced, there's no ksuba. No, Tosfos says here, there is a ksuba in this case. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said the Tanakama held when a man develops the movement, we don't force him. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says we do when it is big movement. Rav Yehuda in the Gemara now. Rav Yehuda Tani Noldu Chia Barav Tani Hayu. Rav Yehuda has what we have in the Mishnah. Noldu, a man who develops Mumin after Nisuin. Chia Barav had a different lashon in the Mishnah. Hayu, he had. We didn't give him beforehand. Not that he developed them, but he had. So Manda Amar Noldu, according to the one who says that we don't make him in Kofan Asola Hotzi beforehand, if they were Nolat afterwards, Kol Shekein Hayu, surely if they were in there earlier. Why? The Kasavra V'Kibla. Because then she knew about them, she saw them, she recognized them beforehand, and she accepted them, and she was Mocheles. I could deal with this. Manda Amar Hayu, but according to the one who says, only if they were there earlier do we say, does the Tanakhama say we don't force for divorce? Aval nol dulo, but if they were nolad afterwards, so then maybe the Tanakhama would say we do, because she never knew about it, that she can't live this way. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Amar Shivang Amliya, Bamed Ramamur Bamumin Kitanim, Aval Bamumin Gedolim, Kofanosalahotzi, Shab Shivang Amliya has the Chilik, so Bishlav Alamandar Menol du. According to Rav Yehuda, I understand why there would be a distinction between big and small if they develop afterwards. Hainu d'shaini b'gedolim l'ktanim. Because small ones that develop, we say she could deal with, but big ones that develop, we say she cannot deal with. Elo l'man d'amar hayu mali gedolim mali ktanim. But if you say hayu, and the whole svara is, well, she knew about them and she accepted. So then, what difference should it make? Hasav Rav Kibla. Even by Mumin Gedolim, we should say that, you know, she knew about it, she accepted it, she was Macheles. Answer, no. Kisvura hi, she yecholo lekabel, v'yachshav ein yecholo lekabel. She thought she could deal with it. By small Mumin, we say, deal with it. But by big Mumin, we say, she thought, I really do like him. If I don't marry him, who's going to marry him? You know, he has these big Mumin. So you know what, I want to do him a favor anyway, so I'll try to deal with it. I'll try, but then she gets married and she can't. So we have to feel for it. We have to realize that she tried to make it work, but it did not work, and therefore we force him to get divorced. Tosas deals with in Sfura Hayisi, if this is true, then can't every woman like make up a story? If she can't, if everybody has some issues. So asked Tosfos, Kash Ksas Tema, Diem Kane, Kalisha, Ta'arim, Vetisa Enu, Kadesha Yitin Loksuba, Kishetomar, Eni Yacholo, Lakabo Viyagarshena. Right? Right? She wants the money. So what she'll do? She'll go into the marriage, she'll be Chayvik Suba, and then she'll get afterwards, I can't deal. Right? Well, when could you limit this? So Tosfos says, Veshema Vamakam, Shesh Chash Arma, Ein Loksuba. In a chinami, if Bezdin thinks this funny business going on here, and this is, she had this all in mind, that it was all a plan, they wouldn't give her the ksuba. But we're talking about in most cases, where we can look at the case objectively and say, this is something that she tried, and it didn't work. So, okay. The Bach says that the following line now is a brisa. Final line is a brisa. We could have had a Tanya beforehand, right? And, where it says Itmar is where the Gemara starts, right? Itmar always introduces a discussion of the Amoraim. So this first line, though, says the Bach, is an issue of the Tanaitic source. The Elohein Mumin Gedolim. What are big Mumin? That Rav Shimon Gamliel says, or Kofan Osol Lahotzi. Pirush Rav Shimon Gamliel could go Nismes Eino. Man loses his eyesight, one eye, nikta yado, nishbra raglo. He breaks his leg. Right, it can't be like he breaks his leg like we break our leg and we don't get better. Maybe he breaks his leg in a certain way where it's permanent. Right, Rahman al Islan. Some type of permanent mum where he is no longer functioning. No longer functioning. The Shin Mukabasis here says only one eye, ano, or one yad. If it's both, then even the Tanakama would agree. Rav Shulam Leo says, Mumin Gedolem, and Yikopin Lahosi by one. But if it's two, then the Shin Mukabasis quotes that everybody would agree there wouldn't be an issue here. Okay, Itmar. It doesn't say that one should. Meaning if the woman wants to stay married and to help, you know, have the commitment to her husband and she loves him, and even though, maybe especially now that he's going through a tough time, you know, so then obviously they can stay married, and they should stay married. It's a case where it's she is not interested. Itma, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan says we pass on like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabba, Amar, Rabbi Nachman, Halacha, Kedivrei Chachamim. No, we pass on like Chachamim. Even by Mumin Gedolim, we say that we're not kofet. Umi, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi. What does that usually mean? That phrase in Shas usually 99% of the time means we're about to ask a stira. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? But we see in the following, not true. It's a little difficult, though, if that's what it means here. Because the next line quotes that Rabbi Yochanan always says this. And the Kasha of the Gemara, according to our Gersa, seems to be, why did Rabbi Yochanan say specifically about our Mishnah that we follow Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? He has a general principle. We always follow Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in Mishnayos. That's the question. Via Amar Rabba Barachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'chol makom sheshana Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel b'mishnah seinu halacha kumoso. Whenever you have the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in a mishnah, we paskin like him with three exceptions: chutz me arev v'tzidan v'raya achrona. Right? Rashi quotes what these cases are. Arev is at the end of Baba Basra, right? Where all the sugyas of arev are. Tzidon is in Negi'in in Misha Achzu, and raya achrona is in Sanhedrin about an aid that says I don't have any more rayas to bring, and then he ends up bringing a raya. But those are three exceptions. But generally, we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So ask the Gemara, why do we need Reb Yochanan to say that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel here? He says a general statement. So if that's our, That's how you have to read the Gemara. You have to say this is an unusual usage of Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. And the answer is, Amorayinu Valibid Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, it's a machlokas. According to Rav Avrachana, that Rabbi Yochanan made this general statement, you're right, he did it, he wouldn't have said, specifically in our Mishnah, that Allah is like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. But it's a machlokas whether he said that or not. The Ritva, because of this, obviously, has a different girsa, quotes a different girsa in our Gemara. The Ritva, when he quotes this Gemara, he takes out the Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, because obviously that is not the normal. He says, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Leo Girsas Rashi, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Vamar Rabbi Yochanan Bechal Kamakom, Klomar, Vim Kain, Lama Hutzrach, Lifsok, Bazeh, Halacha Gerb Shagam Leo. Veyesh Gersim, Ika Da Amre, Amar Rabbi Bar Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Halacha Kerb Shimingam Leo. And that's why the Gemara asks, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Add in a word, an important word to, in terms of the difference of reading the Gemara. Ein halacha shugam liel, and then obviously you could ask the stira between the two shitas of Reb Yochanan. Okay, says the last Mishnah here in the parak. The elu shekofen oso lahotzi, the following, mumin, we are kofet to be motzi, discussion in the Rishonim. Who is this according to? The Tosfos Rid says here, even according to the Tanakhama earlier. Reb Shimon Gamliel was the one that said you were more noted to force the divorce, but these mumin are so clearly impossible to live with that even the Tanakhama would agree kofin, maybe even if Hayu and not just Noldu, because, you know, maybe she tried, these are impossible. That's why we are kofet lahotzi. The Ritva adds here also, earlier in Reb Shimon Gamliel, here in the Tanakhama, whenever all these cases are kofin, it's always kofin oso acha yoma rotsani. As we know from Maseches Gittin, a husband cannot be forced to give a get. A get meuse is pasul. The get is forced, he doesn't really want to give it, then he's not allowed to give it. It's not kosher. It's not an acceptable get. So all these cases of kofin means Bezdin twists his arm in order that he says, I want to give the get. What's called in halacha, kofin oso, acha yomer, rotza ani. That's Rashi. That's the Ritva. Venir alisha kofin, lahotzi, kofin. And then he says, actually, we'll wait, the earlier part is where he says, acha yomer, rotza ani. Right? And whenever this comes up, every couple of months, we can mention the famous sheet of the Rambam, the famous explanation of the Rambam. Which you wouldn't, what's so exciting about this Rambam is not that it's only the Rambam, but it's in Mishnah Torah. You know, you wouldn't expect the Rambam to say such a thing in Mishnah Torah, but the end of the second paragraph of Hilchos Gerushin, where the Rambam quotes this halacha, relating to our case. The Rambam says, whenever halachically a person has to divorce his wife, like Ksubis Ayin Zayin, where Bezdin would force him to divorce his wife, Bezdin does it in a way that he ultimately says, okay, I want to divorce my wife. You want to. And they ask the Rambam, so why does that work? This get should be batel. We know Gemma Use is no good, so why should this get work? So says the Rambam in his well-known passage, She'ein omrim anus elo lamisha nilchatz v'nidchak la'asos davar she'ein emuchiyev v'natar la'asoso. When do we call something anus? When he's forced to do something that the Torah does not tell him he has to do. Kigon, misha huka o achemach ronasan. Like somebody is forced to sell something, somebody's forced to give something. Aval misha takvo yetzro hara. Levatel mitzvah, but if somebody's yetzahara forces them to be mevatel mitzvah, olaso zaveira, vilhuka ad sha'aser davar shechayev lasoso, and then they're hit by Bezdin until they actually do the mitzvah, what they're supposed to do, right? Like it says, kofen al mitzvah saseh, we're going to have that later on in the pace, o ad she nisracheik mi davar sha'aser lasoso, ein ze anus mimenu, elahu anas atzmo bidaito hara'ah. Wow. Right, he is being ma'anis himself. His yetzahara is overpowering himself. So Bezdin removes the yetzahara, and the real will of every Jew, the pintel yid that wants to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes out, and we say that is what he really wants to do. So the Ritva says here, and the Rambam would say it here too. All these cases of kofen oso, it's kofen oso until he says, okay. Fine, because this is what he really has to do. And also, the second point the Ritva adds here is that you force him in any way you can. Again, this is not halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh, right? We don't have that type of set up bisman hazeh, and when certain ways are illegal in the laws of the land, so then one is, that's dina d'machus adina, and one has to figure out other avenues and ways to accomplish the goal and to accomplish the task. But this is not, this is just conceptual, what the halach is, bisman the bezdin is in charge. V'nira li shekofin lahotzi kofin bein b'shuti b'chol kfiya v'afilo ayde goyim v'kofin also ha'shiyam ha'rotzani v'imasar modah, and even if he says beforehand, oh, I don't really mean what I'm about to do, kaifidon le, you force him to take back the modah, and you make sure that he says it so there's no question afterwards. Okay, so that's what happens in all of these cases. A lot of the Bali Musa relate kofin also ha'shiyam ha'rotzani to nasev and ishma and kafalem ha'kagigas. Also, how that works together. Tosis's question in Masechta Shabbos, you know, if we said Nasa Vinishma, why did we need to be forced? So they also related to this idea of Kofin Oso. Okay, but not for now. Let's continue now. So what are these Mumin? So here we go. Muchashchin. Somebody has boils. Big boils. Ubal, and that's how we're going to get into the great stories, because of the Muchashchin line. Ubal Polipus. And Baal Polipus, we'll have to see in the Gemara, what is a Baal Polipus? Vahamekamets. Somebody who, for some reason, you know, gathers tsoa of a dog or of other animals, right? He gathers excrement, right? That's disgusting, umnis. And we say that, it's not possible to stay married to such a person. And the smell. Vahamitsarif, nechosha, somebody who smells copper. Vahabursi, a tanner. All these people smell very, their stench is so powerfully terrible that the person, the wife, can't live with it. Whether they were involved in this umnis beforehand, whether it's something that they got a new job afterwards, honey, I got a great offer, you know, it doesn't matter in those cases. Either way, we could force a divorce. Even if there was a tnai, I tried, what do you want from me? I can't deal with it. No, if there was a tnai made, then she has to accept it. She made the tnai. Chutz mi mukashchin. Except for the mukashchin line, the first one, mipnei, she mimakto. Mimakto means that it is dangerous for him. Dangerous for him if he has this malady, and then they are physically together, so then this is very dangerous for the man in this case, physically, and therefore, in that case, we would still be forced them to get divorced. Maisa b'tzidon b'bursi echad shemes. One time there was a story in Sidon of a leather worker, a tanner that died. V'hayilo achbursi, he didn't have any children, and he had a brother who was a tanner. Amru chachamim, and then she was not interested in Yibum. So the chachamim say, that's okay. Yecholi hisha tomar, you know, it was worth it for your brother, it wasn't worth it for you. You know, I was not interested. And therefore, we wouldn't force to do Yibam. My Baal Polipus. What is a Baal Polipus? The second one on the list. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Reach HaChotem. Right, terrible stench that comes out of the nose. V'mastisa tana Reach HaPeh. Right, terrible bad breath. Rav Asi Masni Yifcha. Rav Asi had it the other way. Umanach Bas Simana, and he had Shmuel saying the bad breath one. Umanach Bas Simana, and put his simon to remember who said what. Shmuel lo pasak pumei mikulei pirkin. Shmuel's mouth didn't stop from the whole parak. Meaning that's the line that you see. Shmuel is the one that talks about the mouth. Fine, but what does that line mean? His mouth didn't stop from the kula parak. So the Shin Lukubat says here, quotes the Rush, who says, on every Mishnah in our parak, if you review it, Shmuel had a comment. Shmuel commented on it. Shmuel's mouth didn't stop from this parak. Right, and there he quotes, "B'chol zeh haperek diber Shmuel kimat al kol mishnah u'mishnah." A mishnah kamaisa. Remember Machlokes Rav and Shmuel about kitzva al tanai v'kansa stam. That was the beginning of the parak. And then he quotes, "How much is a kitzva in terms of how long they can stay married for?" By an aniya without the jewelry and ashira. Amar Shmuel mishum bnei adam pritzim. Amar Shmuel dvarim shel kalon. Meaning, what is that which she says in public that embarrasses him, that calls her a kolanis? Right. All of these, Amar Shmuel, this. V'chein kulan. And therefore, Shmuel has many comments on this parak, and that's what he means here, that his mouth did not stop in the entire parak. The Chashuge Chemed here has a story. Sheila, Adama Sovel Miyeter Lachatz Dam. There's a man who has a heart condition. He has a high blood pressure. And the Rofe advised him, Lecho Kol Yom Kama Rashi Shum. He has to eat a couple of pieces of garlic every day. But who needs a lasoskach, and he does it, and it's helping. Who shipur gadol bibriyoso, and it's helping. His heart is getting better. The problem is his wife can't take it. His wife can't take it. You know, sometimes even if you brush your teeth, the smell doesn't go away. Right? So the wife says, I can't. Yeah, I eat so much garlic, and you know, I know it helps, and I wish your heart is doing fine. But you know, Bob Polipis is reachapeh. Right, so what do you do here? Beni donenu isha lo rotzela hiskareish, ach hisoveles mehareach. Veneshel sasheila himadifa brius habal o hasevel shel haisha umali eitz labal. What should you do? So my wife is a doctor. I asked her about this last night. She says it's not as if Baruch Hashem there are so many other ways to get the blood pressure down. So probably he's not sold a maisa, but theoretically. So he says, interesting. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf Yud Aleph. But the Gemara discusses there a story. It's a story of the Rebbe was giving shiur, and somebody in the shiur had bad breath. Somebody had garlic. If you remember the shiur we discussed, I think last year, Shavuos. And Rebbe got up and said, could the person who ate bad breath leave? I really cannot give shiur. That's what he said. And Rebbe Chia got up and left. And then everybody else got up and left. And the next day, Rebbe's son came to Rebbe Chia and said, how can you do that to my father? You went into shiur, you ate garlic, you didn't brush your teeth. Rebbe Chia says, I didn't eat it. I didn't want the person to be embarrassed that did it. So I left. I knew everybody else would leave. If I left, I'm the star, whatever. He was Rebbe Chia. So that's why he didn't want to embarrass the person, so that's why everybody left. But what do you see from there? You see from there that you're Mevatel Torah because somebody can't live with bad breath. Rebbe stopped the shiur and said, I need the person to leave. So if you're mevatel Torah, because ain lecha great davar greater than bitel Torah, so says Reb Zilberstein, adif lisbatel Torah v'lo litzaris Rebbe al yidei reach hashum v'lachorek am vinyanenu kedaylim so trufos chilufios v'lo litzaris aisha. You know, find some other way. Obviously, if it's bikuach nefesh, nothing to talk about. But this is if you could find another way, you do have to take into account seriously the reach hapeh in that case. Continuing, v'hamakametz, my makametz, as we described, what's this? Mumam Rabbi Yehuda, hamakametz soas klavim, somebody who gathers the tsoa of dogs. Meisvei, is that really what makametz means? Makametz zebursi, we have the Tosefta that says, the makametz is the tanner. So the Gemara says, ulutaymech, you think that's true, tiksu l'chamasisan. But our mission has a problem. Hamakametz v'hamitzarif nechoshes abursi. Bursi can't be makametz, it's two different things on the list in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Mishnah Mamasisan lo kasha, fine, our Mishnah, you can explain, kanbavursi godo, kanbavursi katan. Does he work in a little tannery or a big tannery? So that's the two different, words. El Rabbi Yehuda kasha, they're going to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a problem because he said that's what it is, tanahi. So it's machlokas tanoim, the tanya makami ze bursi, v'yesh omrim ze makami so as klavim. Okay, machlokas what it is. Va mitzarif nechoshes, va bursi, my mitzarif nechoshes, what is somebody who is mitzarif, who cleanses, who refines copper? Ravashi omar chashle dude. Ravashi says, Chashle Dude, somebody who bangs and pounds metal kalim into flat metal. Right, and it's a very, it's in a place which has a very, strong stench. Rabbi Rabachana Amar, Zamachatech Nechosha. Somebody who cuts it, Meikaro, from its source, meaning a miner. Right, somebody who goes and gets the copper out of the ground. Tanya Kavasi Drabba Rachana, Ezeo Mitzarev, Zamachatech Nechosha's Meikaro. Fine. Amar Rav Haomer, 80s Armenim of Farnes, Yosef Eating Suba. Rav made the following statement. If a husband says, I'm not giving you Parnasa, I'm not giving you Mizonos either, he can't do that. He's undermining the marriage, therefore we force him to get divorced and give Iksuba. Azal Rebbe Lazar, Amal Lishmain Sekame de Shmuel. Rebbe Lazar repeated the statement of Rav in front of Shmuel. And Shmuel said, Achzu Asari da Lazar. Feed barley to Elazar. Barley is always known as animal fodder. Wheat is known as edible for people. Barley is animal fodder, right? The machal of the carbon sota, right, is from Seorim. And carbon omer is from Seorim, because we start the Yemea sphere on the level of animals, and then we go up and reach the level of people. That's why Shtei Alechem comes from wheat, and the first carbon omer comes from barley. So Seorim, so he says, feed barley to Elazar. Why? Shmuel got very upset at this quote. Why? What are you quoting from Rav? That in this case, that the man refuses to give his wife food and parnasa, we say, oh, they have to get divorced. Why don't you just force him to support his wife? So Shmuel got upset. He said, oh, Elazar, you know, go take some animal food. Right? He was very upset at this suggestion, meaning he wanted to keep the marriage together. V'Rav, but Rav didn't say that. What did Rav hold? Ain adam darim nachash bekvifa. As we had earlier in this parak, a person cannot be in the same basket as a snake. Meaning, if this guy has the attitude of not wanting to support his wife, the wife can't deal with that. Better to get her the ksuba and get her divorced and let her start again. Ki salag Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera made aliyah, when he went into Eretz Yisrael, we'll see his story at the end of this Masechta. Ez Hashem, Ashchei the Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes. To Yosef HaKamala, Mishmei the Rabbi Yochanan, he found Rabbi Yochanan saying the same thing said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Zera found. Amalei, and Rabbi Zera says, Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Al-Doch, Su-Asarin, Al-Lazar Bibavel. That line, you know, Elazar was fed barley in Babel for saying that line. Again, the same line that Shmuel made that comment, so he made that comment when he heard it in Babel. Okay. There's a lot about the Machal Saorim and Machal Chitim in the Bali Musar in terms of barley to wheat, but we'll continue for now. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Asi, Ein Ma'asin Ela Lipsulos. Right, there's a line. We only force when people are married and want to force them to get divorced. We only force them when they are in a marriage of psulos. What does that mean? We'll see. Ki amrita kami de Shmuel. When this line was said in front of Shmuel Amar, he said, Kigon, almana lekohen gadol, the grusha of a chalutza, meaning even an issur d'rabbanan. Chalutza is thrown in there. Unless you say it's just thrown in there, because it's always thrown in there. Lekohen hedyot. Mamzeres v'nesina liYisrael, bas Yisrael l'nasin ula mamzer. All of these psulim, that's where we would force for divorce. Aval, but to force in this case, nasa isha v'shayima eser shanim v'lo yolda in kofen oso. But if a couple is married for 10 years and there's no child, we do not force in that case. Because there's a way out, as we'll see. Rav Tachlifa Bar Abimi Amar Shmuel, Afilu Nasa Isha V'Shayim Ha'Yud Shanim V'Lo Yolda Kofen Oso. No, you do force in that case. Do force in that case. As we'll see why. Tanan Elu Shekofen Oso Lahotzi Mucha Shchinu Ba Polipis. Our Mishnah has other examples. So how could Rav Asi make the statement that the only time you force is by the psulim? So Bishlam Alar Rav Asi, according to Rav Asi, who says the first line of the only times you divorce are Amana Lekohen Galdo V'Chulu, Durabanan Tani Daraisa Loktani. Our Mishnah is listing Durabanan Chiyuvim. The Rabbanan would be Mechayiv you to get divorced in this case because of these movement. And Rav Asi is talking about the Daraisas. And again, Chalutz is just thrown in there, Derech Agav. Elo L'Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi, but according to him, who adds in more than psulim cases, Lisni Nasa Isha V'Shoima Eser Shana V'Lo Yolda Kofen Oso. Right? So why don't you throw in that case? What do you mean? Rashi explains that case is also a Chi of Durabanan. Why? Bottom Rashi, second to bottom Rashi. Demido Raisa Lo Mechayiv La'afuka De'efshar Likach Lo Isha Acheres Etzla. On a Daraisa level, he could just take another wife. He doesn't have to get divorced. Midrabanan ka'amar de kalkama de isa lahagabe lo nasa lacharisi. Midrabanan, we say it's not a good idea, as we just said mentioned earlier. Midrabanan, we say he'll get divorced. So again, why isn't that listed? Once you're saying the drabanan's in our Mishnah, why isn't that included? Amar of Nachman, lo kasha habamili habishuti. It depends how much you force, with words or physically with sticks. Right, b'mili, when it comes to the case of Puruvu, Piryavaribya, that's only b'mili miasrina, right? You try to convince him. But our Mishnah is even b'shoti, right? Because even with physically, the woman can't survive with these types of movement. Says the Gemara, really, maskav la Rabbi Abba, bitvarim lo yivasar aved? Words aren't gonna work. So what do you mean you try to force him with mili? That's not gonna work, the Pasuk says. Ela amar Rabbi Abba, different answer. Hava hava shuti, they're both with shoti, they're both physically. But the difference is as follows. Hasam, over there in our Mishnah, ki amra havina bahadei shavkinala. If she says, you know what, I'll deal with it. If she says, I'll accept it and I'll deal with it, we let her. Hacha afagabda amra havina bahadei lo shavkinala. Here, in the case of 10 years without a child, even if she says, don't worry, I'll stay, we don't listen to her. Because, you know, there's a mitzvah of pru urivu, and we want him to be able to fulfill his chiyuv. Ah, v'ari mukashrin. But Muchashkin is in our Mishnah. Tiavagav da Amr Havina Bade Lo Shavkina La. We mentioned that by Muchashkin, we don't let. How do we just explain the Mishnah? That if she wants to stay married, she can stay married. But it's not true. We said it's not true by Muchashkin. Titznan, Chutzi Muchashkin, Mishima Makto, Viktani. The Mishnah has a case where we won't allow them to stay married. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference. That's the only one. Hasam Ki Amra Dairana Bahade Bisadi Shavkina La. Even by Muchashkin, if she says, you know what? I'll agree to stay married to him, and I'll never have yichud with him. And there's always be edim, and the physical danger to the husband by mukashchin is only when they're physically together. So if it's yichud, they'll never be together. Ha chavagav da amr dairana ba de besadi lo shavkin in law. But by the other cases, by the case of 10 years, even if she says I'll stay together with edim, we don't allow them to stay married. Period. Stop there for a moment. The Ramban, the bottom of the previous Amud, the Ramban also deals with, there are other cases that are not listed in the Mishnah that we might force. He quotes, it's the Ravid's Kasha. The Ravid asked this, but he says, it's a Yerushalmi here. So I don't know why the Ravid didn't just quote the Yerushalmi. Hiksha Ravidzal, Vahare Shnios, Vahare Kula Pirkin to Hamadir. What is Ravasi talking about? The only time that you force is by Psulos. What about Shnios Larayas, all the Durabanans? What about all the cases what we had earlier in the parak, right, that we would force Yosef Yidin Ksuba, Amanas, that he did certain, she has Nadarim, or whatever. There are other cases also. So, V'yedi Tzorach Lichtov Tirutso. I don't even have to tell you what the Ravid says. V'bnei Zuha Kushi Masanu, B'Yerushalmi B'Lashon Hazeh. Shmuel Amrein Masan El Apsulos. Fataninan Shnios, U'mefarkinan Kigon Amar Shmuel. Meaning, examples. Chomar lo amar Shmuel dafka almana lekoin galde ela kigon almana v'hainu shnios ulechol ho asuros shebiyasan beisser. These are just examples. It's not meant to be exclusive. That's how the Yerushalmi answers. Our Gemara clearly does not have that understanding, because our Gemara then says, ask a kasha from the Mishnah, ask a stira. If you just say it's examples, then you wouldn't ask that. So that's the Ramban deals with this right here. Okay, Rabosai, that ends our halachic, major halachic section of the day, and now we get into some halachic agadic. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Sachli zakin echad mi'anshei Yerushalayim. Esrin v'arba mukhe shchinin. There are 24 types of mukhe shchin. Usually we translate shchin as boils, but it seems to be a deeper type of illness here. Mukhe shchin, some type of skin ailment. V'kulan amru chachamim tashmish kasha lehen. All of them, by all of them, tashmish is very difficult for the players involved, for the person who has it. U'bali ratan kasha mikulan. And bali ratan is the worst. The Balei Ratan form of Mukheshchin is the worst. The Marsha here says, this is where Chazal get it. Rashi quotes it back in Sefer Bereishis, that Avimelech was afflicted with Ratan. With Ratan, by Sarah. Right? She lived with Ratan. Where did Chazal get that from? What does the Pasuk say? Negayim Gedolim. Negayim Gedolim. What's the Gedolim? Says the Marsha. Balei Ratan is Gadol Mikulan. And that's why Dafka that disease? So he couldn't have Tashmish with Sarah. That's why Dafka, that's the disease that Hashem afflicted him with, Bekoa, to prevent him from being with Sarah Imenu. That's the Marsha right here. Mimai Havi. So where does Ratan come from? Titania. Hikas dam b'shime shavi lubanim v'tokin. If somebody bloodlets, some type of medical procedure, in those days bloodletting was considered healthy, so if he is b'shamish with his wife right after bloodletting, then he has v'tikin, very weak and feeble children. Hikizu shneim, if they both had bloodlet v'shimshu, havi lubanim bali ratan. That's bali ratan. Amar, again, we don't exactly know what this disease is. Look in all the medical, the Sfarim that talk about all the different diseases. My father writes about this in his books, in the Encyclopedia of the Bible, of medicine in the Bible and the Talmud, all of the, different, types of diseases. So this Bali Ratan is up there. We know a little bit from it from the following Gemara. Amar of Papa, lo Amran elo delo ta'amidi. Though the, Hakazas Adam only causes this if he didn't eat anything in between Hakazas Adam and the being with one's wife. Aval ta'amidi leslan buff. You ate something, no problem. My simane. What are the simanim? What are the symptoms? Dalfin ene, somebody whose eyes are always tearing. Vidaivi nechire, and his nose is always dripping. Vaisi le rire mi pume, and saliva and spit is always falling out of his mouth. Veramu didve lavin, there's always flies flying around him. Right, this type of that's simanim of Bali Ratan. Umaya suse, and how do you heal Bali Ratan? Amar Abaya. Pila veludna girda de egoza vegirda de ashpa. Well, these are all different types of herbs that you're going to mix together. The kalil malka umaschala de dichla sumka, the surroundings of a red date. The shalat luba de adad. You take all of these and you cook it together. Umaile le base of the shisha, and then you go into a marble house, meaning a place without a breeze, without a draft. You go into a house. Vilo ika base of the shisha. If you don't have one, maile le base of the shave livni varicha, or a house whose walls are 7.5 bricks thick. Basically means a place without any draft. Remember in the days of old, what were the houses made of? Plenty of drafts in the houses, right? So you got to find a place without a draft because you're doing a major surgery here and you can't have a draft. Vinatale tlas me akasi areshe. And you pour 300 cups of this mixture on his head, one after another. Adarafia arita demoche. Until his skull softens. And in that way, you're going to be able to get to what's inside. Remember, medical procedures and medicines in the Gemara already for the past 1,000 years, we are not allowed to try to use. We can try to figure out what it is, but we are not allowed to use it, either because we're not going to ever know exactly what the materials are, how to prepare it, or nishtanu ativin, that people's immune system could be different, even if we can figure out exactly what it is. Immune systems are different. Sometimes if you take a certain medicine for a long time, then your body doesn't, it's not affected by it anymore. Right? So different things could change over time. So already there's the chayrim of the Gaonim, more than 1,000 years ago, not to put in practice any medical issues of the Gaonim. Right? I think Rav Kiv Eger quotes this on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Chola, in the end of Yaradeya. So what do? You make the brain soft, the karal amoche, and then you cut open the brain. And then it's a type, the balratan is a type of insect that goes right between the skull and the brain. On top. So that's what you're going to take out. You're going to take off the outer layer of the skull using this mixture. Then you're going to be able to remove the insect. Umaisi arba tarfi da'asa. You bring 4 leaves. Umidzle. You can't rip out the insects right just from the top because then the insect's going to dig in and rip out some of the brain. So what you do is you put a leaf under each leg. Umadzi kolchad kara. Umosif chad. Vishaka betzafta. And then once each leg is only on top of leaves, then you can take it off with tongs. Vakali lane, you burn it. Dilo hadri lovex. If you don't burn it, it's just going to go back. Period. Fine. Machlos Rabbi Yochanan. Hizar Rabbi Zvuveshabali Ratan. Rabbi Yochanan said, stay away from those flies that used to be around the Bali Ratan. They're contagious. Rabbi Zera Lavi Yasev Ezekiel. Rabbi Zera never sat in the same place where the wind would blow both on him and the Bali Ratan. Rabbi Lazar Lo'ayel Ba'ale. He never was in the same house, under the same roof. Rabbi Ami Veravasi Lo'avi Achli Mibay Dahi Mavua. They never ate from an egg that came from the alleyway where a Bali Ratan was. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Mechrachu Vasik Batorah. Rabbi Shua ben Levi used to go teach them Torah. He wasn't scared. He didn't stay away from them. Amar, he said to himself, Ayelas ahava v'yalas chen. Torah brings favor on those who learn it. Im chen ma'ale alom deha aguni lamagnu. If they bring favor, surely they will protect. Right? This is the classic Rav Aryeh Levine source who used to go visit the prisoners and the hospitals in the early 20th, part of the 20th century. Right? He said the Torah, protects. Ask Rav Elchanan Wasserman here. Don't we say, b'makom shliach hazekah. Right? We don't say shluchei mitzvah einin nizokin. Right? So shliach hazekah, the Gemara says, imsachim. So shliach is a disease. Says the Chovash Yerim, you don't say that by Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah has a protective shield. And therefore, even if you say Shluchei Mitzvah in Nizokin, when it comes to Talmud Torah, there is a protective shield. Rav Zilberstein was asked, similar question. He says, he was asked by a posek who had Talmidim up in areas where it's in enemy lines. Like Rechon Aslan, let's say there's a war, and many times the Rashi Yeshivas of the different places want to go visit their Talmidim who are fighting somewhere. They're putting themselves in danger. So are they doing this? They quote this from Elchanan. Talmud Torah, you go. Talmud Torah, you have this protective shield, and in that way, you are allowed and maybe even obligated in certain cases. Rashi says, top Rashi in the second column, Nidbak etzlam bishasha osik batorah. When you're learning Torah, you have that protective shield. Says the Ritva here, no. It's even when you're not learning. If you're somebody who has the zchus of Talmud Torah, that even when one is not learning, you have that protective shield. It's not dafka only exactly at the moment of learning. What, just traveling there could be dangerous, right? So that's what the Ritva here argues on Rashi. Okay. Kavi Shachiv, when Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was about to die. So the following story sounds pretty literal, and the Mefarshim take it literally, but as the Maharal says here in the Chiddushi Agados, there's a lot more in depth. There's a lot more symbolism. So we'll try to go through the story literally and symbolically at the same time. Kavi Shachiv, when he was about to die, Amr le Malach HaMavez, so they, the Bezen Shomala says to the Malach HaMavez, Zil Avid Le Reusei, go do his Ratzon. Go give him a last wish, and then bring him. So he goes up here to Rabbi Levi. Show me my place. I want to see my place in Gan Eden. Says the Marsha, this is one of the many Gemaras, or numerous Gemaras, that shows that Gan Eden is a place on earth. But says the Marsha, it is like the Aron. It doesn't take up any space. It's Eina Min Amida. It's something physical that is supernatural also. It doesn't take up space. And that's why, even though somebody could have Google Earth, right? You can look around for it. You don't find Gan Eden. It's no Raya. I mean, one might even say, how could an airplane with 400 passengers disappear off the face of the earth? That's Haraya, that there could be something on earth, that we don't know about. We don't know where it is. Right? The Gan Eden, says the Marsha here. Makomeno in Eno Min Aminyan, but it's a place on earth, as many Rishonim say. So, Achlevi Duchdoi. Amarle Lachai, he says, fine, follow me. Amarle Havli Sakina, can I please have your knife? While we walk. Dilma Mavasli Barucha. You might scare me on the way. I don't want anything, to happen as we go to Gan Eden. So could I please hold your knife? The Ben Yoyada says this is all, symbolic. Really what he was asking him by show me my place, he was asking the Malach HaMavez, show me what my true potential is. I want to know if I've done everything I could in life, or I still could push it for the last moment. And then he says, give me your knife. The knife is the fear of death. If I have the fear of death, says Rav Shimon Levi, I'm not going to be able to fulfill everything I can fulfill. So give me the fear, give me the power of death now, so I don't have to worry about that now, so I could have a clear mind in terms of knowing what my potential is. So again, there's literal and there's the symbol. So Yavin Elis, he gives him his knife. Kimatalasam, when they get to Gan Eden, Dalye Kamachvile. So he lifts him up. He lifts him up. There's a wall around Gan Eden, as the is described elsewhere, and he sees Shavar and Rav Shimon Levi jumps over Nafalo Gisa to the other side, and he says to the Malach HaMavez, "See you later," and then he starts running away. Nakte Bekarne de Gliba, and the Malach HaMavez catches him by the corner of his cloak. Again, the Ben Yoyada says, this means not that he ran away, but that he reached his potential perfectly, that he was already like Chanoch, gonna go up and just stay there without having to die, connecting through the Dveikus. So but in the story, he held on to the cloak. Amalei b'shvuasa de lo asina. He says, I swear I'm never coming out. Malach HaMavez, don't try to pull me out, I'm not coming out. Amar kutchabrichu, I ishala shvuasa nedar. Was Rabbi Shimon Levi, did he ever go back on an oath in his lifetime? Because if he did, he could go back on this one too. I lo nedar, and if not, there's nothing for us to do. So, obviously, he never went back on his oath. So, Amarlei, Havli Sakinoi. Okay, at least give me my knife. At least, please give me my knife, says Rav Shimon Levi to the Malach HaMavez. Lo Avika Yavle, didn't want to. He thought maybe people could reach their perfection without this. Nafka Baskal of Amarlei, Havnielei. The Baskal says, give the knife. Demispae Liberyasa. It's needed. It's needed in the world, right? Misa is a part of reality, and we need it. Okay, Machriz Elio. Elio starts announcing Kame in front of him as he's getting into Gan Eden. Penu Malkam Lebar Levi. Penu Malkam Lebar Levi. Make room for Ben Levi. Again, the Marsha discusses and the other Mefarshim. Why is he? What do you mean, make room? You need room there in Gan Eden. So he suggests that the Ben Yoyada. I think this is that the. Every great tzaddik, when they go up to Shemayim, they give shir, they start giving shir, and everybody comes to hear them. So it wasn't really his time to go there yet. They weren't ready for him. So they see, he says, gather around, put a makom, make makom, Rav Shimon Levi is about to give shir. Azal Ashkechel Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and they find Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Davi Yosef al Tlatzeser Tachtechei Pisa. He was sitting on 13 golden stools. What the symbolism for that is, feel free to research. Amalei Atu Bar Levi, you're Rav Shimon ben Levi. Amalei Hain, yes. I am him. Nearest Akeshes B'Yamecha. You ever see a rainbow? Was there ever a rainbow in your day? Amar Lehein, yes, there was a rainbow. Im Kane, he says, really? Iyata Bar Levi. If that's true, then you're not Bar Levi, right? Because rainbows, as we know, only exist if Hashem wants to destroy the world. You must not be Ben Levi. The Lohi, and really it wasn't true. The Lohavi Midi, really there was no rainbow in his, but he didn't want to be a Balgaiva. He didn't want to be machzik tova for himself. You don't want to be machzik tova. This is the olama emes. What is going on here? First of all, how did Reb Shubin Bar Yochai not know? And number two, how did he lie? What, you're allowed to lie? Right? Mishana b'nei shalom. Right? He didn't want to be a bal gaiva. What, mishana b'nei shalom? So Ben Yoyada says, you got to read the Gemara with the Ben Yoyada. He says, Ben Yoyada says, no, what it means is that he asked him, was there a rainbow in your life? And was he said to him, was it because of your deeds that there was no rainbow? Was it because of your deeds? Because Ben Yoyada even asks, says, let's say that he wasn't. What did Reb Shimon Bar Yochai say? Oh, you must not be Bar Levi, because there was a rainbow. So, he says, there was no, he says, whoever just died was in the same generation. So it shouldn't make a difference. So says Ben Yoyada, he says, no, he said, he was asking him, was it because of your actions there was no rainbow? That's what he said, no. He was saying, there was no rainbow, but it wasn't because of me. Because that's the type of person that he was. And then, he wasn't being Machzik Tovim. Below him means it was because of him. But it was really all symbolic. All symbolic, that's what he meant. I take it back. It was that last point was not the Ben Yoyada. I know I just couldn't find it here. That was the Hafla. The Hafla says that that was the question that was being asked of, was it because of you? Rav Dessler also in the fourth volume of the Mechtam Elio talks about this story every line. You want to look it up? He has Biurim Ba'agada. He has like five stories in Shas, which he talks about line by line. One of them, the first one is this one right here. Ksuba Zayin Zayin. And he talks about, help me fulfill my potential. That's what he says. And right here, page 190 to 193, talks all about this story. But let's continue. Rechanina bar papa, shushbine have. Rechanina bar papa was a shushbin. Was a friend of, Rashi says, the Malach HaMavis. Ki avinicha nafshe, when he died, amru le Malach HaMavis, zil avilei ruse, same thing, go do his ratzon, also lagabei, vizchazi leis, he went to him, amru le shafki tlasin yom, adineder tamudoi. He first said to the Malach HaMavis, give me a month, I want to review my Torah. I want to review all of Torah, shenema, da amri, ashrei misha balakan, v'tamuda b'yado. Praises the man who comes here, and his Talmud is in his hands. The Marsha says elsewhere, I think in Baba Basra, where this line comes up, it means you take your notebooks with you. All the notes that we took for Torah Shiurim, we take it with us to Olam Haba. Talmud Abiyado! But you have to review. Ashmi Shabbalakav Talmud Abiyado. So Shavke. So he left him. Labasa Tulas and Yomin. So after 30 days he came back. Azlas Chazilei. He said, okay, it's time. Amalei Achvili Duchtoi. Okay, can you please show me my place in Gan Eden? Amalei Lachai. Fine. Could I please have your knife? Maybe I'm going to be scared on the way. What, you want to do the same thing your friend did? I'm not falling for that again, says the Malach HaMavis. I see Sefer Torah. He says, bring a Sefer Torah v'chazi. Right, he says, is there anything here that I have not fulfilled? Meaning, I also want to see my portion in Gan Eden, you know, alive. He wasn't being a Balgaivi. He was just saying, I also want to see my portion. Did you do like he did? Did you learn Torah with Bali Ratan people? Meaning, he did something that nobody else did. But even so, even though he didn't do this, when he died, there was a pillar of fire. When he died, there was a pillar of fire between him and the rest of the world, the Gemiri, and now we know the Mesorah is to lo mifsek amuda denura el lachad bedora o latrain bedora. Right, the pillar of fire is only between for one or two in every generation. Where did we have this before in this Pesachta? Beginning of the second paragraph, remember the person who used to dance in front of the Chasan and Makalas, and they used to say, oh, what kind of person is he? And when he died, there was a pillar of fire between him and the rest of the Dar. So, he was amazing. So, Karl Gabi Rebbe Alexandri, Omar, Asei Bishul Kvar Chachamim. He told the pillar of fire, stop! Remove yourself so we could for the covenant of the Rabbanon, so everybody else doesn't look bad. Lo Ashkach, didn't stop. Asei Bishul Kvar Avicha. It makes your father look bad. Lo Ashkach. Asei Bishul Kvar Atzmacha. But what about you? We want to bury you. Is Talix, the pillar of fire, finally disappear? Amr Abaya La Fuke Miman De Lo Kiyem. The pillar of fire does not appear for someone who is not Mikayim. What does that mean? Afilu Os Achas. Even one Os. What is one Os? The Afla says, all the mitzvos that are called Osos. all the mitzvos, the kolosos, the bris, and Shabbos, and tefillin, have to be performed perfectly, right? And if somebody has a little bit of a stain on any of these mitzvos, or literally one letter of the Torah, he's not on this level. Excluding someone who doesn't have a makeh for his roof. Right? Because meaning you say, everything's up to Hashem, I don't need the protection. Velohi. And really, that's not true. Mevahave. He did have it. Vahishaita, who deshad yezika. Just the wind had blown it off. Right? That's what, we say back about that, about him. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Ma'in, Bali Ratan, Babavil. Why they know Bali Ratan and Babavil? Mebdesha, Ochlin, Taradim, Vishos, and Sheikha Shal Hizmi. Because they eat certain things that protect them. They eat radishes and drink Hizmi beer. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'in, Mitzaron, Babavil. Mebdesha, Ochlin, Taradim, Vishos, and Sheikha, Verochsin, Beme Pras. Right? They have a good, bath place. So that's why they don't get Bali Ratan. Okay, Adon Lacham Adir Asishto. Bez Hashem, we will continue backing Subis on tomorrow's daf when we start the 8th parak. Okay, we'll stop here.